Tug of War. Turtle was swimming in the river. Sometimes she swam with her head out. Sometimes she swam with her head under the water. She could swim with her eyes open, but the water was muddy. She couldn't see anything. She was swimming with her head under the water when suddenly she bumped into something, something big. She backed up and looked. It was hippopotamus. "Excuse me," said Turtle. "I'm sorry I bumped into you. It was an accident." But Hippo said,
"Turtle, get out of my river."
"I'm sorry I bumped into you," said Turtle, "but this is not your river."
"Turtle," I said, "get out of my river."
"It's not your river. I said I'm sorry I bumped into you." Turtle was getting angry. Hippo said,
"Turtle, I'm bigger than you, and I'm stronger than you. I say, get out."
Now Turtle was really angry. She was so angry she didn't think what she was saying. "You may be bigger than me, Hippo, but that doesn't mean you're stronger. I'm just as strong as you are."
"Oh, yeah? Prove it. Let's have a tug-of-war contest. Go get a jungle vine that we can use for a rope, and let's see who's strongest."
Turtle was so angry she agreed. "All right, I'll get a vine for a rope. You wait here." But as she climbed out of the river and walked into the jungle, Turtle's anger cooled off. She could think clearly again. "Oh, I was very foolish. I can't win a tug-of-war contest with Hippo. He's so much bigger and heavier than I am. I would have to be as big as my friend Rhinoceros." This thought gave Turtle an idea. "Maybe I can get my friend Rhino to pull on the other end of the rope." So she walked through the jungle into the grasslands on the other side. There she found Rhinoceros taking a nap. Rhino was snoring. Turtle tapped Rhino's elbow. But Rhino's skin is very thick. She felt nothing. She just continued snoring. Turtle tickled the bottom of Rhino's foot. But the skin of Rhino's foot is even thicker, like a boot sole. She felt nothing. She just continued snoring. So Turtle tickled Rhino's ear. Rhino's ear is very sensitive. Rhino woke up.
"Oh, hey, hello, Turtle," said Rhino. "What are you doing out here in the grassland?"
"Rhino," said Turtle, "you don't get enough exercise. You take too many naps. I'm afraid you must not be as strong as you used to be."
"What, Turtle? I get plenty of exercise. I'm very strong."
"Really? Let's find out. Let's have a tug-of-war contest."
"How can you have a tug-of-war with me? You're too little, and I'm too big."
"I want to try it." Finally, Rhino agreed. Turtle went back to the jungle and pulled down a long, strong vine for their rope. She gave one end to Rhino. "Don't start pulling until I give the signal." She went back to the river and gave the other end to Hippo. "Here you are, Hippo. Don't start pulling until I give the signal." Then Turtle went back into the jungle. She was in the middle of the rope, but she wasn't touching it. Neither Rhino nor Hippo could see her because of the big jungle leaves. She called, "Ready, set, pull!" And Rhino and Hippo began to pull. They pulled so hard, and they were both so heavy, that neither one could pull the rope in. Then Hippo set his feet against a sunken log and pulled so hard that Rhino began to slide forward on the grass. Then Rhino set her feet against a rock and pulled so hard that Hippo began to come up out of the river. And Hippo pulled, and Rhino pulled, and Hippo pulled, and Rhino pulled. They both pulled so hard that the rope broke and they both fell over backwards. Turtle came into the grassland to see Rhino. Rhino said,
"Turtle, I'm glad you're my friend. I had no idea you were so strong. Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need more exercise. I'll start tomorrow."
Turtle went back to the river. Hippo was afraid and said,
"Oh, please don't hurt me, Turtle. Don't beat me up. I'm sorry I told you to get out of the river."
Turtle laughed. "I wouldn't hurt you, Hippo, just because I can. I only wanted to teach you two lessons. This river is for everyone to share, and just because you're bigger doesn't mean you're stronger, especially in the head."